Hi, Ms. Mosby, are you there with me?
I'm here.
All right, thank you so much for holding. I have my colleague Corey here on the line, and he's going to be able to further assist you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, good afternoon, Ms. Mosby. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you, Corey?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I've got your account pulled up here, and Melissa was telling me that you were just needing some sort of kind of a documentation in terms of if you were needing to take like an emergency withdrawal, pretty much how that process would work.
Yeah, I need the emergency withdrawal options, right? Like if you have that written out, because I have the document that is from the fund withdrawal and payout options, and in it, it specifies that you may withdraw funds when you, and it gives you three different scenarios. But the second one is really what my mortgage, the underwriter for the lending agency is looking for. Experience a qualifying unforeseeable emergency that will cause you severe financial hardship as defined by the Internal Revenue Service. So what I just need something that's going to spell out what those emergency terms will be.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. I was going to say, I've actually got like just the thing here for you. So we actually have like for the emergency checklist.
You said you have actually what?
So I was just saying, I have exactly that here for you. So for the unforeseeable emergency withdrawals, we do have like a little checklist that states like all of the things that you can, basically all the things that apply to the unforeseeable emergency withdrawal and what would be needed in order to like have that withdrawal be able to be approved.
Okay, what is it?
So it's just an unforeseeable emergency checklist here that I can go ahead and email over to you if you'd like.
Yeah, please, can you do that?
Yeah, not a problem. And I'm showing here. Perfect. So I just went ahead and sent that over to you.
Can you tell me what they are in case I need to do it under any other of these provisions?
Yeah, no problem. So some of the things that we can approve for are medical expenses due to accident or illness. We can do like a loss of income. If you have any sort of like property damage due to like your house or your car. Funeral expenses. I'm trying to think of what else. In rare cases, we can approve for like legal fees or moving fees in certain situations. And then the other one, let's see, I'm trying to think of what that last one is. Actually, I might have covered them all.
So the loss of income will probably be the one that they were most concerned with, if it was some sort of financial hardship, right?
Right, yeah. As I say, the loss of income is definitely our most common one. I'm just going to take a look and see if I missed anything else here. Okay, there it is. Yep, that was the one. So also, imminent threat of foreclosure or eviction.
Okay. Okay, yes. Can you send that document to me? I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, not a problem. And was there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, is the COVID exception still applicable, and how long is it going to be there?
Yes, it is still applicable, and it goes until the end of the year, so December 31st.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. You've been extremely helpful.
Yeah, not a problem. Anything else I can do for you?
Nope, have a good day.
Thank you, same to you.